What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss Fix. How you guys doing today? I don't expect you to answer. I hope y'all are doing well. Now, so once again, this podcast, this 20-minute Kiss Fix, is a special show for you guys to get something in the middle of the week so we can talk Kiss. How are you all doing? Say hi in the live chat. It's good to see you. So I said that today I am going to rank all the Kiss 70s albums. Now, I did take the solo albums out. I'm going to do something different with those at some point. But right now I'm going to do the 1970s Kiss records. And of course, somebody will be like, well, what about this? Or I did leave the live albums in, but no double platinum, no. Anyway, so what do we got here? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine records. We're going to go ahead and rank them. Number nine on Joe's list. Get ready for you guys to give me all kinds of crap. Number nine on my list, Dynasty. I love this record. It's just not my favorite. It's my least favorite of all the records that came out in the 70s. I do, of course, love I Was Made for Loving You, 2000 Man, Dirty Living, I actually like. Hard Times is awesome. Charisma, I mean, they're all really good songs, just not my favorite. So, I like the album cover, but I wish they would have just shown them in the costumes. That would have kicked some ass, I think. All right, so that's number nine. Let's see. Number eight, Get Ready for the Hate with Eight. Hotter Than Hell. I like this record very much. For me, Got to Choose, Parasite, Hotter Than Hell. Let Me Go, Rock and Roll is quite possibly top three Kiss songs for me. Watching You. The album cover is great, though. This is a great... I'm not ranking the album covers. I'm just letting you know where they fall for me. This right here, out of the nine albums, seven studio, two live albums, this is number eight for me. Where does it rank for you guys? Let's see. Number seven, Destroyer. This thing drops a little for me, just with Great Expectations. I cannot listen to that song. I remember when I was a kid, I always thought it was funny where he talked about, you know, clutching your breasts, but now it makes me cringe. Does that bother any of you guys? It does me. Doug Ponier says boo. Where would it be on your list? Number one, Doug, Destroyer album cover is terrific. Every one of us sat and held this thing and looked at it. How many of you guys took a piece of paper and traced it? It was really, that's how I got the logo on things. I would trace the logo off of this and double platinum. I would do a rubbing of that, but, it's a really good record. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's not 100% for me. Detroit Rock City, King of the Nighttime World, God of Thunder, Great Expectations, almost ruins the side. Flaming Youth, Sweet Pain, Shout It Out Loud, Beth, Do You Love Me? The remastered version of this, Do You Love Me, is amazing. You can really hear Peter Criss's kick drum, and you'll notice that he's doing way more. It always felt like he was just going do that, do do that, do that, kick snare, kick snare, and then when you hear it, he's doing more, and that's really cool. So if you guys don't have the remaster, I know you have it. I don't know why I'm saying that, but if you don't have the remastered version, snatch it up. And the they always said that the original version, the back was too violent. But this is still pretty violent. The whole place is on fire. It's like, I'm just wondering, What did Kiss do? Did Gene go in there like and meets the Phantom and just like, who are the, are they the bad guys or the good guys? Jamie would have, everybody has an opinion. Oh boy. No, it's true. That's the whole point of this. Let's see. That's 9, 8, 7. Alive too. I can listen to this record every day. And the only thing that bothers me about it is it's very tinny. If that makes sense. A lot of treble. Not enough bassy. If this record would have sounded like Alive, it would have changed. It would have, I mean, don't get me wrong. The first time we saw this as kids, we saw Gene like that. You know it changed your life. It absolutely did. It changed my life. Side four is amazing. But there are. I wish Hooligan would have been on here, like on the live. And I hate that they switch things around. I Stole Your Love should have been the opener, as far as I'm concerned. Jamie, why am I a funny dude? Is that good or bad? I hope it's okay. I'm not trying to be a jerk. After that one, first record, I enjoy this record very much. There's no bad songs on it. It's just not my favorite. I like how the band, I just like where the band went after this, after the first three records, actually. I like the sound better. The tone better, but you cannot deny that this is the core sound, songs wise, of Kiss. You know, you have your Black Diamond, your 100,000 Years, Strutter. That's the core sound, right? Let's see. Next, Love Gun, which, by the way, for a very long time was my number one record. Love Gun was my favorite song. The album was tops for me. I would listen to it just about once a week, maybe twice a week. I really enjoy this record. As time has gone on, I have realized other things about other records and how much I enjoy them. Bradley says Love Gun is his number one. Kurt Ski says side four, love the sound. And then Jamie says, I'm a funny dude. Funny looking. That's about it for me. Yeah. Love this album cover. This is another superhero Kiss. Look at Gene. All of them with the muscles. Ace looks great. The painting is great. There's that lady's head floating around right there. I'm just saying. The girls, I just remember loving that girl right there. But this album musically, Love Gun, Got Love for Sale, Tomorrow and Tonight is highly underrated. Underrated. Yes, we're live. Hi, Chad. Almost Human, Plaster Caster, Shock Me. You can't go wrong. Then She Kissed Me. I don't know why they didn't stick that at the end of the record. Hooligan is maybe my third favorite song on this record. After I Stole Your Love, I don't know, Tomorrow, maybe four. But yeah, so that's where that one falls. So let's see. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. This is four. Number four in the 70s Kiss records, minus the solo albums. Number three is going to be Alive. You cannot ever go wrong dropping the needle on this record. Anybody disagree? You put the needle down, you're going to hear a real, fake, but real rock concert. It's a great show. You feel like you're there. Every one of us could listen to it. You've probably listened to it so many times that you can clap when they're clapping. You can chant when they're chanting. I guarantee you talk about tequila and vodka and orange juice. I guarantee it. I guarantee you guys all could do that with me. It's a great record. It's, I mean, the live album out of all live albums, as far as I'm concerned. I know that it set, I believe it set the standard for quite a few live records in the 70s and everything after it. But it definitely, the sound on this is spectacular. Number two, Dress to Kill. Now, I know some of you guys are going to be like, oh, anything for my babies on that record. I don't know how Joe can put it where it goes. I'm putting that aside just because I love Room Service, Ladies in Waiting, Getaway, Rock Bottom, Hello, Come On and Love Me, Love Her All I Can, Rock and Roll All Night. This is the album that started to break the band. And it did not break the band. We all know that. It started to just because of that song right there. Ooh, I can't point. Rock and Roll All Night was written. And because of Rock and Roll All Night being written, you wound up having a great live album after that. What are you guys saying here? Alive is one of the best live albums ever. That's Robert Miller. Kurt Ski, if Kiss Alive was your favorite album, it's the reason why the first three albums sound weak. That is true. Rock and Roll Over, number one for me, is what Kurt Ski says, and I agree. There's the album cover. I don't know why it's like I've been getting blurry. It's really weird. It's almost like there's too much going on. Maybe I got to move my hand. This is one of the greatest rock and roll records of all time. You cannot go wrong with this list. See You in Your Dreams, Love Them and Leave Them, Hard Luck Woman, Making Love, that song fucking rocks. You can, I could listen to that song. It is a little, it's heavy, man. It's heavy. Take Me, great song. Great song. I Want You, you drop the needle and that song comes on. It kicks ass. Calling Dr. Love, Baby Driver, Ladies Room, Mr. Speed. There are no misses on this record. Tell me if you agree. Are there any misses on that record? And what's your number one? I'm going to wait a second. Let's see what you guys say. Kurt Ski says, yes, Rock and Roll Over is his number one. Greg Gebhardt says Rock and Roll Over is unbeatable in his opinion. No question. Kurt Ski says he's getting chills. I don't know whether you're being serious or not. My camera is pissing me off. Yeah, so those are my top nine. I'm going to do the 80s another time, and that'll be makeup and not makeup, and that's kind of cool. Give me one second here. Let me see something. Let's see. I did not make anything better. I think I just have to be close. I know you don't want that. Okay, so Half Ace. Sorry, you're late. Yeah, I did my, you're going to have to go back and watch my top nine Kiss albums from the 70s, minus the four solo albums. I probably could have thrown those in. So, okay. Kurt says, great job, Joe. Thank you. You guys tell me right now, out of those records I just showed, what's your number one? So far there has been a lot of love for, Rock and Roll Over, that's gotten the most votes. Out of the first nine albums, minus the solo albums, Seven Studio, two live, what was your favorite? Late to the Party, Rewind Time, Rome Loves Dan. Hey, how's it going? Listen, make sure you subscribe. Rock and Roll Over, number one, just like that. Make sure you guys subscribe to the show, please. Greg says Rock and Roll Over. Hit the like button, hit the heart button, the thumbs up button. Any of that will help. Don't forget to share Also, the end of this week, we have on Friday, your 20-minute Kiss Fix is going to be, let's talk about Gene's solo album, the 78 solo album. We're going to talk about that. Jared Frank says, can't choose, impossible, whatever, coward. Jared, you're a coward. I'm so jealous you're going on the Jay and Silent Bob cruise. I'm going to meet Silent Bob, Kevin Smith, this weekend. I'll tell him to look out for you on the cruise. Doug Ponier says, got to choose. Nicely done. Mick C says, hotter than hell. Yeah, that's the first vote for them. Not including live albums, Dress to Kill, Hanoi Bomb. Thank you. Some of you guys I haven't seen before. This is the podcast or the show for the middle of the week for when you guys are like, man, I could really use a Kiss show. We're doing it for you right here in the middle of the week, Wednesday, and then again on Friday. And then Sunday, we have another show. This past weekend, we did top 10 Kiss songs we can, C-A-N, live without. This weekend, we're doing the top 10 we cannot live without. Gene Simmons' solo album chat will be great Friday. Gotta join you. I have thoughts. No problem. Come. It'll be 10:10 Eastern Standard Time. We'll get on here. We'll talk about the record. I have things to say. Mixy says Rock and Roll Over is also a great studio album. I agree. Topic of the week this Sunday at 7 p.m. will be the top 10 Kiss songs we cannot live without. Look, I'm out of bottled water, so I'm drinking poison water right now. I'm a water snob. I do not drink out of the tap. And this is gross. Any others like that? I have nothing but bottled water here. I left them in my son's car like an idiot. Okay. Then next Sunday is the 10-year anniversary of Podcast Rock City. 10 years, man. I've been sitting here as your host for 10 years. I'm blown away by that. I was 42 when I started the show. I'm 52 now, almost 53. Lee, you guys love Lee, the Goddess of Thunder. She was on the show with me when it started. She wasn't able to stay on. I carried on with Jody Havnot. I carried on with Andrew Kiss, with Sonny, with D-Rock, with Brent. We've just carried on. And Joey Quesada has joined us in the last few years. He's great on the show with us. He has been on the show with us for like 3 years now. It's a lot of fun. I love doing this show. And I'm going to keep going as long as I feel like it. I don't ask for, you know, donations. I don't ask for anything. We just do the show, and we're going to probably have some giveaways soon. Some more giveaways. I don't know if we're going to do another set of cards, but there's still a chance that we will. If you see the cards posters on the back wall there. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jamie, man. He is a good guy. He's a good guy. That's for sure. Whenever I'm around Joey Quesada, I always feel like he's the real deal. And to be fair, everybody that's done this show with me, I love every one of them. But you know, it's changed over the years, and you know, here we go. Bradley Hembry, thank you very much. I guess we're pretty much out of here. That was your 20-minute Kiss Fix. Make sure you share this show with some friends. Give us a like button push. Hit the subscribe. All that garbage. I don't even know what any of it means. Just do it for us if you can. Take 10 seconds and hook us up. And I guess that's pretty much it. We'll talk to you later. I'm Joe. You're the Kiss Army. We're out of here in 3, 2, 1. Peace.